This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, consideration. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on I'm Being Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so obviously I'm talking about consideration today, but that maybe is maybe not quite the consideration you're expecting, but maybe if I give you the sort of, let's say, the setting, the particular sort of little anecdote I want to relay to you, and then I can sort of expand on that a little bit. So this goes back to one incident in the life of one of the famous martyrs from Holy Defense by the name of Ibrahim Hadi. So he was together with one or a few friends, and they were sort of located quite close to a small supermarket. And he had been observing just some of the sort of things that were happening, obviously. And in a sense, I would assume from other things I've probably talked about with regard to Ibrahim Hadi, or that I've read about Ibrahim Hadi, you know, people like that, they notice what's going on around them. So he had noticed that not just himself, but probably the sort of people he was traveling with or was with, there was a man who was going into this small store. And he went into the store about two or three times. He would go in and then come back out. And then he would sort of go over to obviously a mother and a child who were standing a little bit away from the store. So he'd go in once, come back out. Then he'd go back into the store and then come back out. And apparently, I think, talk with them and then go back in again. Apparently, Ibrahim Hadi observed that this happened about three times. And then he went over to the man and gave him some money. And when his friend or friends observed this, they were saying to him, well, why did you do that? Isn't this man a thief? He's going in. He keeps going in. He's a thief, or he's wanting to steal something. And obviously, Ibrahim Hadi had observed this and had a sort of very different opinion on the situation. So I'll talk about that a little. Welcome back to A to Z here on I'm Being Betrayed with me, Sister Zainab, and I've just explained how one of the famous martyrs from the Holy Defense, Ibrahim Hadi, was sort of, in a sense, observant and in a sense, and obviously also considerate. So he had observed, obviously, and if we were to sort of think about it a bit more carefully, we'd probably come to the same opinion, that obviously there was a family man, the father, who had no money and who was going into the store, and maybe he was just sort of scanning to see if there was anything he could buy, or maybe he just sort of thought, and he would sort of come back out and speak to the mother, and obviously just sort of in real frustration and a real sort of sadness, in a sense, just maybe hoping that something would happen. But obviously the important thing here is that Ibrahim Hadi was observing this. Ibrahim Hadi was not rushing to judgment in terms of thinking, oh, this man must be bad, this man is planning something bad, this man has stolen something. And obviously we see in his friends this sort of, maybe it's a typical reaction that many of us have. Maybe in many of us there is this rush to judge, or even this suspicion that we have regarding the world around us, or people around us, of course. And, you know, obviously this is something we need to be very wary of, that we do not have suspicion. It's a very bad thing to have as a believer. So we don't, unless we obviously have very good reason to be suspicious, let's say if we see someone going into a store with a gun in their hand, then, you know, fair enough. We don't need to be suspicious. We're just observing the facts in that case. But other than that, we really shouldn't be suspicious, and we shouldn't be rushing to judgment, because then what we're saying, actually, our behaviors then, as if we are judging a person's inner character. We know what's going on in the heart, and of course we don't. Only Allah knows what's going on in a person's heart. Only Allah really knows their inner beliefs, and some of their sort of inner nature. So obviously, if we can behave a bit more like Ibrahim Hadi and be free of judgment and really just observe the facts as they are, and in a sense give people the benefit of the doubt. We're all supposed to give our fellow believers, you know, 70 excuses or more anyway. So inshallah, that's something we can implement a little bit in our lives. And that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Arbing Shreyo, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.